Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Sawatzky and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jones. Taylor scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Ashburn moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Dark reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thompson scores. Morin moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzki strikes out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 1 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive to right field. Thompson throws towards third. Dark fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dark. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 3-2, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauschi scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Bill Henry now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 2 in the game. Owens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Owens covering, for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren pinch hits for Bill Henry. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Dark scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Phillies. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 3 in the game. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.